From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. A U.S. president for the first time will visit Hiroshima. U.S. President Barack Obama says he'll visit Hiroshima late this month, becoming the first U.S. leader to go to the Japanese city where an American warplane dropped the world's first atomic bomb in 1945 near the end of World War II, killing tens of thousands of people. For seven decades, American presidents have avoided visiting the city, apparently to avoid the impression that such a visit would be seen as an apology for the devastation caused by the atomic blast there and in Nagasaki, where a second A-bomb was dropped 3 days later. Obama is traveling to Japan from May 21st to the 28th for a meeting of leaders of the G7, the world's leading economies. The White House said he would visit Hiroshima near the end of his visit, together with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, to highlight his continued commitment to pursuing the peace and security of a world without nuclear weapons. Secretary of State John Kerry visited Hiroshima last month and said the memorial there is a stark, harsh, compelling reminder not only for our obligation to end the threat of nuclear weapons, but to rededicate all of our effort to avoid war itself. The U.S. Defense Department sent a Navy warship to carry out a freedom of navigation operation in the disputed South China Sea Tuesday. The USS William P. Lawrence sailed within 12 nautical miles of Chinese-occupied Fiery Cross Reef to challenge excessive maritime claims of some claimants in the South China Sea, in a statement, according to the DOD. Foreign Ministry spokesman for China, Liu Kang, told a daily news briefing the ship entered Chinese waters illegally. This is VOA News. Myanmar and the United States appeared to disagree Tuesday on what to call the Southeast Asian nation's beleaguered Muslim minority that Washington and most of the world know as Rohingya. Many Buddhists inside Myanmar prefer to call them Bengalis, arguing that the 1 million or so members of the minority are mostly illegal immigrants and not a native ethnic group. In fact, the families of many Rohingya have lived in Myanmar for generations. U.S. Ambassador Scott Marciel said the U.S. calls communities by the name they themselves prefer.
Our approach globally and normal international practice is to recognize that communities everywhere have the ability, they get to choose what they want to be called. That's a fundamental international practice, and we respect that. And that's been our approach here, and that will continue to be our approach here.
Because Myanmar does not officially recognize the Rohingya as an ethnic group, it denies most of them citizenship and basic rights. Rodrigo Duterte, whose foul-mouthed populist campaign earned him both praise and ridicule, is the apparent winner of the Philippines presidential election. An unofficial count of the votes by a Roman Catholic poll monitoring group accredited by the government shows the 71-year-old mayor of southern Davao City with a large insurmountable lead over his nearest rivals, former Interior Secretary Mar Rojas and Senator Grace Poe. With more than 90% of the vote tally, the parish Pastoral Council for Responsible Voting revealed that Duterte had earned nearly 39% of the vote. In the vice presidential race, Congresswoman Leni Robredo has a razor-thin lead over Ferdinand Bongbong Marcos Jr., the son of the Philippines' late dictator. The Philippine government is expected to release the final election results later on Thursday. The UN Human Rights Chief has urged Turkey to allow investigators to probe allegations of violations committed by Turkish security forces. Zayed Raad al-Hussein said he has received reports of unarmed civilians being deliberately shot by snipers or from military vehicles in the course of security operations in southeastern Turkey. These operations focused on mainly Kurdish towns where militants and youths linked to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party are active. Here is UN spokesperson Rupert Colville.
While Turkey has a duty to protect its population from acts of violence, it is essential that the authorities respect human rights at all times while undertaking security or counterterrorism operations. And international law prohibiting torture, extrajudicial killings, disproportionate use of lethal force, and arbitrary detention.
That's the latest world news from VOA.